Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
The Chicago Blackhawks look to run their road unbeaten streak to five games tonight here in St. Louis as they battle their division rivals, the Blues, for the third time already this season. And the Hawks are headed in the right direction, winning three of their last four games, four of their last six. But the struggling Blues see this game as a chance to get rolling again by beating a hated rival. Jokke Haru, Hawk blue line, right wing, tosses the puck down to the right wing corner in the blue zone. Colton Parayko hustling back to get it there. Carries to center ice over the logo, then over the Hawk blue line. Gave it to Sanford, held it right circle. Put it across to O'Reilly, and he scores. He just tipped that pass, Corey Crawford. That's the start the Blues were looking for. 18 seconds into the hockey game, it's 1-0 St. Louis. Got a shot from Kane, he scores! Through the high slot into the blue zone. He took a handoff from Anisimov and just swept it toward the Blues net. I think this was one Jake Allen probably should have had. And we're tied at one. Parayko behind his net. Put it up the right side boards to O'Reilly at center ice. He moves it over the Hawk line. Sanford from the slot fires, and that's tipped wide. Nice setup there by O'Reilly. Now on the left wing corner, O'Reilly hits Perron. He moves it from the net to Sanford. He shoots and scores. Boy, there was a lot of room for the Blues forwards to make that play and finally get a shot. Sanford had a wide open net and makes it 2-1 Blues. Petrangelo carrying behind the Blues net to the left wing side. Tried to clear it out of the zone. Kept in by Anisimov. To Kane to Anisimov. Right circle. Shoots and scores! Artem Anisimov on a beautiful give and go with Patrick Kane. Kane's pass from the right corner hits Anisimov in open ice between the circles. And he snaps one past Allen. We're tied at two. Tarasenko got it back near the left point. Sends it back down the boards behind the Hawk net around to the right point to Dunn. To Tarasenko, left circle, closes in. Shoots and scores. It's a power play goal, and the Blues retake the lead at 3-2. No way Corey Crawford could have seen this shot. He had Patrick Maroon backing up, basically just blocking out the sun and any vision Crawford had. Now Bozak wins the draw back to Colton Parayko, left point. Put it down to Bozak behind the net. They work it in front. Sanford could not get a shot. Bozak did with a loose puck to score. Now Bozak had a wide open 4x6 staring him in the face. Could have closed his eyes and put that one in. 4-2 St. Louis. Sanford at the Hawk line, left wing. Coughed it up to the Hawks. Jokke Haru. Quick pass up ice. Anisimov over the Blues line. Top of the right circle. The Kane left circle moves in. Shoots and scores! What a shot by Kane! The precision on that shot is just remarkable. Kane from the left wing circle angled toward the net. He took his time and snapped it past Jake Allen. That's his second goal on the night. And it gets the Hawks back to one goal deficit of the Blues at 4-3. Schwartz now for the Blues, right point. Put it down to the right corner, Hawk zone, back to Schwartz. And from the right circle, Kuhn out to the line. A shot by Petrangelo, they score. Crawford made the initial save, but left the rebound in the paint of the crease. And Tarasenko was able to put it past him. For Tarasenko, this is his second goal on the night. And gives the Blues a 5-3 lead. It's going to be Shen facing off with Schmaltz. The drop of the puck. Blues get it. Petrangelo behind the net. Steps out, fires a long-range shot. He scores. An empty net goal for Alex Petrangelo. And the Blues now extend their lead to 6-3 with 1:58 left in the third. Shen got it back in the left circle with 20. Here's Shen to the slot. Steam shoots and scores. Well, a little salt in the wounds by the St. Louis Blues. They now lead the game 7-3 with 15 seconds left. And for the Blues, that's their second power play goal on the night.